Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, not just any Wednesday morning, a morning when we will be changing our programming, starting at 8:30 this morning, as Robert Mueller III will speak at two hearings today. The first one to the Judiciary Committee from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We'll break early from Morning Edition at 8:30 to join NPR's coverage, Alan.
Yep.
And the Smaller Intelligence Committee from noon until 2 p.m., one of the things that's developed is that Mueller has requested and will have his aide, Aaron Zellbe, joining him in this House testimony.
Well, yes. We don't know what it means, you know, to go up before the United States Congress and the American people with everybody watching. Probably be helpful to have somebody with you who knows some of the details that may have escaped you. What's interesting to me about this is that it's clear that the president is freaking out. So what is it that is bothering the president so much that he continually attacks Mueller? One wonders whether or not he is afraid of a particular question about his alleged wrongdoing. And if that happens, because Mueller has been nothing but solid when it comes to behaving himself, he is not out there like Jerry Nadler saying he thinks the guy should be impeached, nothing like it. So there is something in the mix that is making this president even more crazy and upset than usual. And that is something that I think we have to keep our eye on here.
And what happens once this testimony is over from Politico this morning? No one will be watching Robert Mueller's testimony today closer than Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The former special counsel's appearance is viewed by both supporters and opponents of President Trump's impeachment as a tipping point in the debate, which royal Democrats in which Pelosi has spent months working to stifle.
Well, that's right. Pelosi is following what the American people want. A recent poll showed 50% of the American people, a huge margin, do not want an impeachment. They want them to face an election eventually. There are reasons for that. Number one, you don't want to give the Republicans a rallying cry, if you're a Democrat, to take on whoever the opponent is and say, this is a fraud, you ran us out of office. The second thing is, if you're the Speaker and you know the American people don't want it, and you know you've just won the House of Representatives and it's become blue, you don't want to screw it all up. And clearly, most of the people who have won are moderate Democrats, Midwest, the rest of it. These are incredibly important people, and she has to protect them. In the meantime, you have AOC and the squad, in quotes, who are being painted by Trump as the real face of the Democratic Party. And I think it's up to Pelosi to make sure that that doesn't happen.
To Britain, where Boris Johnson is set to form a cabinet for modern Britain as he prepares to become prime minister following his victory in an election to lead the governing Conservatives. The incoming leader has just over 3 months to make good on his promise to lead the UK out of the European Union by October 31st. Meanwhile, from the Washington Post, Britain's next prime minister and Trump may be chums, but policy differences remain, including key issues such as Iran, Russia, climate change, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Well, we'll see. This guy is a character, and he has, like Trump, risen to this top office by being a character. Nevertheless, he doesn't have the power that Trump has. And Great Britain, of course, is beset with problems. There's the matter of Scotland, there's the matter of Ireland, there's the matter of borders, there's the matter of ships being taken prisoner in the Straits of Hormuz. It is replete with problems. You know, David, one of the things that's so interesting to me, and I'm sure others join me in this, is, you know, Great Britain is a historic and wonderful friend of the United States. Nevertheless, it is a very small country, and it's getting smaller before our very eyes. Yesterday, there was a lot more talk about Great Britain in some quarters than there was about the Mueller testimony. And the Mueller testimony today, obviously, is something that could change the history and the trajectory of the United States.
Again, that testimony set to begin right here on WAMC at 8:30 a.m. this morning.
That's right. We're very lucky to be able to have it. NPR will be guiding us in this, and we'll be able to do our commentary as it all goes on.
Well, the interesting story I read about Neil Armstrong. Did you see that, Alan? Secret settlement, $6 million from the hospital they believe caused his death, premature death. And the issue of secret settlements when, let's say, the public's health may be at risk when you don't report that a hospital made a mistake.
If they made a mistake. See, that's the other thing. If there's no admission of guilt, you don't know that they made a mistake. Sometimes insurance companies will settle because they know if he gives $6 million, it'll avoid $150 million. I'm just saying that. I don't know that that's the case. But I do know that Armstrong was not a young man at that stage, in his 80s, I believe. So, you know, premature death is an interesting concept when you're in your 80s.
Victory for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. The U.S. Senate passed it. It heads to the president's desk. And, of course, we saw two New York senators, Gillibrand and Schumer, and, of course, John Stewart, who really took the helm of this.
Well, a lot of people did yeoman work there. There's no question about it. They went down there at great personal risk. I don't know that they knew of the personal risk, but it doesn't matter because really they faced great repercussions, health repercussions. And there's no question that a country like this, when something like that happens, should stand behind the people who did the work.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thank you.
And thank you, David. Always important to hear your voice. Makes me stable.
We got to hear yours, too.